on the record for After Talk.
Tom, why were all the shows bad this week?
They're bad this week, folks.
It's a law of averages. It's an, in fact, a law passed by Congress that says we will keep track of how many good shows there are and how many bad shows there are, and we'll make sure that most shows are average.
I guess it's a regression to the mean, and you're right. Like they can't all be great all the time, but man, we just spent the last year singing the praises of too much good TV. This week, it was just TV.
It is a weird period where a lot of the hit shows, part of the reason is the show that you're loving right now, we didn't talk about because I'm not watching it, right? Outsiders. Well,
but even Outsider was a weak episode.
Yeah, right?
Was it? Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of good TV, because I think we had a good experience with the first half of the season. They only did 5 episodes of Rick and Morty in 2019. They said the other 5 will be sometime in 2020. I wonder if they're going to try to do a South Park, like, 5 episodes every 6 months thing.
I mean, I'm going to guess that there are powers that be at Adult Swim that would certainly hope for that.
Yeah.
I think that there is a hunger for those episodes that is very, very strong. But from what little behind the scenes stuff I've listened to, it just takes a long ass time to make those.
Yeah. I mean, big animated sci-fi show. I mean, they've talked about it when it was coming out because there's so many unique characters.
Did you guys try Avenue 5?
Good. You know what, Tom? Continuing in our theme of television.
Yeah.
I have been watching Avenue 5. Today was my love it or leave it, and I think I decided to leave it on Avenue 5.
I've been holding off watching the third episode because I did not like the first episode.
Episode 3 is not good. The thing about episode 3
Episode 2 gave me no reasons to like it, but didn't further my dislike. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll watch episode 3. They're only a half hour.
Yeah. The thing about episode 3, where you're at the end of episode 3 is where they should have been at either in the middle of episode 2 or at the end of episode 1.
New episode of Rick and Morty out today.
What?
What?
No, that's not true.
Why would you say that?
My app must be wrong. My app is telling me that. But it says the new episode is called Rattlestar Ricklatica.
Oh, no. That's the 5. Last. Yeah, that's 5.
But it also has episode 5 named Rattlestar Ricklatica. So that was the
5th episode of season 4 Rattlestar. Yeah. That was December 15th.
No, it has it listed as the 5th episode, but also listed as the 6th episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's weird.
That's what I'm saying. So there's something wrong with the app. It's showing that episode twice, and it's telling me it's new, which is a cruel joke to play on me, TVST. And I will not forgive you soon.
I tried TVST. So TVST is a mobile app that goes into Tracked, which I signed up for Tracked on Tom's recommendation. I really like Tracked. I don't like TVST very much. I ended up going to Watched.
I don't like it much either. What did you switch to?
Watched. W-A-T-C-H-T. Watch with a T at the end. Because...
W-A-T... These names.
TVST has this really weird behavior. So the idea of Tracked is it tracks all of the things that you're watching, movies and TV shows. Tracked has this weird thing where you say that you want to watch something. It puts it in two different places. And... one of those places is the collection, which is not where I would want to put TV shows that I've watched because I don't own them. That's not what the collection is for. But that's TVST's in default behavior, and it took me a long time to figure that out and to undo all of that because I did not like it that it did that. But I like Watched with a T.
Yeah, okay. Because Television Time was my old one, but it started to lose connection to Tracked constantly, and you'd have to delete it and reinstall it. So that's why I switched to TVST. Because it was recommended on the Tracked website. But I'm going to try Watched.
I also just don't like the look of TVST. It feels
TVST amateur. Is not pretty. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys want to do a little something here in Aftertime that we haven't done maybe in a little while?
Sure.
If you're up for it. It's been
are you trying to keep things interesting?
It's been a while since we've updated the little tag at the end of the show where the credits roll.
Oh!
In fact, I think we've had it I think when we tried to do it last, everyone kept making jokes. And so it ends up, it's just this like, it's the same old credits thing at the end, as if we were going to replace it really soon after. And then I think that was a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Let's rock
it. You want to try something?
So what are we supposed to do?
Fill air.
It's shouting out the $5 a month patrons who are in the credits at the end of Port Killers.
Okay.
Just like a 30 seconds to a minute of something.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, Tom Merritt.
Yes, Brian Brushwood.
Know who I love even more than my own children?
Your other children?
No, not my wife. I know what you're saying. I love our $5 patrons. These are the people that keep us loud, live, and independent. Thank you so much, $5 patrons.
You know what? I love them more than not life itself, because then I'd be dead and I couldn't appreciate them, but really, really, really close. And I'm so thankful that they are here to make this show happen.
You could love them more than life itself if you only accepted the view that life is a cold, dead enterprise that is just time you have to kill before you enter the good place.
If we have 5,000 people at this level, I will accept that as true.
See, this is a point-based system I can get behind. Thank you so much to all of our $5 a month patrons. You guys are wizards. You're champions.
Thank you, everyone.
You're heroes.
Perfect. Nailed it in one. Danny won.
Hashtag nailed it.
Nailed it. Cool. Thank you guys for that.
You're totally right. I was about to say wife, and I'm like, nope.
I made the mistake once of
there's your wife, one of your kids. That's
weird. No, there was a friend of mine who was in the Houston area. My family was in the Houston area or whatever. And, you know, we talked about how we had to get together more often. And I made the mistake of saying out loud, I swear on my family, we'll get together before Thanksgiving. And then we didn't. And then my dog got run over by a car. And now I don't ever say those words. Not so much out of any real belief of the superstitious, but just because sooner or later things are going to happen and you're going to wish you hadn't tied those words and that meaning to that
it's
event.
Not that you caused it. It's like, oh, I don't like having that association in my brain.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that you did say it to a dog hitman. So probably a mistake there.
Rolly McFaster Chase.
If I don't meet you by Thanksgiving, you can run over my dog.
Oh my God. Oh, by the way, my old dog is looking real old today. He's doing that standing and quaking thing. We think he caught a claw.
He's gonna live another 10 years.
As far as I'm concerned. We've
already mourned him twice. Yeah. And it's like, hey, buddy, you staying? You leaving? What's going on?
Can you please just pass on through the thing? I almost said a
sweater. It's like, look, the rules are very simple. Sit on the bench as long as you want, and then walk between
you're
these
ready.
Redwoods.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll see.
Oh, man. It's funny. I was just up in the Bay Area, and I went up to Sarah Lane's studio to do Daily Tech News Show while I was up there, and she's up in the Redwoods. So when I finally got to watching The Good Place that night, I was like, oh, Sarah Lane lives by the door.
That's amazing. And the Ewoks. To one side is the Ewoks. The other side is the door.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Hey, so I watched a movie. Two things. I don't think we talked about it. I finally got my kids into Firefly, which is fun. Looking forward to ramping up to the movie Serenity. But I got my 12-year-old to watch last night Frequency. Remember that movie with Dennis Quaid?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And Jim Caviezel. It's very love letter to, you know, the Queens or the Bronx. I don't know which is which or whatever. But it's very New York-y baseball, fire department, cop stuff. It's kind of adorable. There's a few brief moments that I'm like, I can't tell if it's just slow pacing or an artifact of it being from 2000s. But what's really wild is the whole plot of the movie is somebody talking across a gulf of 30 years. And that movie was made 20 years ago. So when I first watched it, I remember associating with the 30-something cop. And now I very much associate with the dad. Like, oh my God, if I could have a conversation with my adult children, what would that be like? Ah!
Well, and also that part of your brain that watched it then is having a conversation with you now, right?
Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
There's a show from Korea called Signal, which is basically that same idea of a radio signal coming through time from the 80s to the present.
But that's on Netflix. Of, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of being a father, son or father, daughter thing, it's, two cops on two ends of a cold case. Well, one end's not cold, right? Trying to help each other to solve it.
I did enjoy the loosey goosey way they handled the time travel stuff. It sort of reduced the stakes where it's like, yeah, you know, it's like he's burning into the wood a message. I'm still here. Tune in, whatever. Or it's like, hey, I need to almost Bill and Ted style, where it's just like, oh my God, he grabbed your wallet. Well, we can lift a fingerprint, tuck your wallet someplace. Nobody will find it. I got it. It's fun. It's fun for what it is. It feels like a lot of that stuff
plays by the rules, right? Like, as long as they didn't accidentally discover it ahead of time, that would work.
Yeah, it feels a bit like the golden age of science fiction. It's really wild because, like, the first 40 minutes is a totally self-contained story, and then they just shrug and keep on going for 70 more minutes. You know, yeah. It's really wild.
Weird.
Yeah, they like the first act story is really what if, due to a solar flare, you were able to talk to your long deceased dad, and your dad was able to talk to you, and you're talking through time, mm-hmm. and then end of first act. And then it's like, okay, who wants to do a murder mystery? Huh? Who's in? So anyway, your mom's dead now, and your dad has to solve the case, and you have to educate him on the ways of being a cop.
And wait, is this also the dead dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although
that's
he
cool.
gets,
I like that.
Spoiler alert.
That as an idea of like an Inception or not an Interstellar spinoff.
Yeah.
Of just time travel, murder mystery.
It is fun. I'm going to give a 20-year-old spoiler here. But what's great is the dad is originally dead because he took the wrong door during a fire because he's a fireman. And then
he's a fireman and he took the wrong door.
He took the wrong door and he died.
Kind of one of the top things that they're supposed to do is pick the right door.
Yeah. Well, in this case, he got a tip off. He was told, hey, don't pick the door you think you want to pick.
Oh.
Pick the other door. And he does, right?
Ooh.
And then, congratulations, now he's dead of lung cancer many years later, right?
Oops.
And then the big twist is, as they talk or whatever, there's some moment where he goes to pull out another cigarette and then crumples up the pack and throws it away. So at the big fight with the big bad guy that you think, you know, our 30-year-old hero in the 2000s is in trouble, all of a sudden there's a shotgun blast and the dad's still alive because he gave up smoking because he heard he was going to die of cancer. It's adorable. It's adorable. It was great.
That's cute. That is cute. I like that.
He shows up and he's an old man and he's just like, I'm still here, son.
I thought it was going to be the opposite where he was fighting some like a future version of himself and so he just starts chain smoking cigarettes for a year.
I'm gonna go back in time before I turn evil.
I have to stop me. That's the frequency of smoking. That's what the
frequency of cigarettes.
It's frequency meets Looper.
Oh man. Oh dude, that is one that I got to show the kids. I think Looper, I hope that holds up. I really hope that holds up.
I'm sure the oldest is. And I'm how many are you showing all of the are you going through this with all of the kids or just like the oldest?
What do you mean? Going through just classic old movies?
Yeah.
Really Josie's the one that's really into it. Every so often we're able to get Penny into it, but she is real edgy on whether she appreciates certain things or not. Like sometimes it's too challenging for her and she gets really annoyed. Just super happy she's enjoying Firefly.
I guess I only bring this up as someone who's never seen Looper, but here it's a time travel story.
You've never seen Looper?
I haven't. I'll see it.
I will so we could set up a projector. We could watch it here.
No, we cannot do
it. We could do a movie night here.
A movie night.
I will so watch Looper.
Because I know time travel, I like time travel stuff and time travel stuff can be hard to follow. And so I was wondering if the kids would be of capacity to understand.
The two oldest, definitely.
Yeah.
They seem to have no trouble with that. The stuff that Penny goes nuts over is, I don't know, anything that's hostile or tragic or sad or whatever, you know, that drives her nuts. But Josie gets all that.
Cool.
Would she, Bryce, if you want a time travel story, I can recommend
Pilot X
for you to read, called Pilot X.
You know what?
I don't think it's too hard to follow.
Yeah, that sounds great. In fact, I'll add it to my.
And then if you like that one, there's a new one coming out March 24th called Trigger.
I've heard that. I was okay. So Tom, and stop me if you've heard this before. I kind of thought Trigger was already out.
No, because we did a promotion 2 years ago now.
Yeah. Okay.
To fund it on Inkshares.
Got it.
It is just now finally getting published.
Gotcha. Because
it took longer than Pilot X did.
I hear that a lot from other people in that industry, that sometimes publishing just takes so long.
Trigger is not as timey-wimey as Pilot X was. I doubled down if you get to know and like Pilot X and Verity in the first one, then you should enjoy Trigger quite a bit.
Cool. I'll check that out.
There's also Pi.
I want to do what 50 Shades did to what was Twilight. Want to do my own side fiction for The Good Place and just examine all of like the different types of existences that are going on and all of the reason why humanity is a virus. And like, there's a lot of good stuff in The Good Place that you just didn't touch on it all.
And you just changed the names of the characters, you know, from Chidi to Tom, et cetera.
Yeah.
From Jason to Brian, Tahani to Bonnie.
I was going to make you Tahani.
Eleanor turns into Jason though. That's
weird.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Right. Good point.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, we should probably wrap it up for After Talk, unless you guys have any more topics.
Yeah, thanks everybody for hanging out with us.
Yeah, that's it. Weird week for consumption of media. It'll be good again.
Bad TV week.
I love Doctor Who, but we're just not walking into that together.
So. Yeah. Outsider. Tom?
Outsider. It's on my...
Outsider was soft this week, but I think in general it's good.
You're not even the fifth person to tell me that. I have a long line of people telling me it's great. So
yeah.
Definitely need to watch it.
Thank you to our patrons. Bye, patrons. We love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.